I am obliged to conjure up the former occupants, the laughter and the gossip of the old inhabitants. Like many of my townsmen, their memories I keep, and with such reminiscences I lull myself to sleep. East of my beanfield, across the road, lived Cato Ingraham, who let the walnut trees grow up lest he have need of them. The slave of a conquered gentleman, he lived in Walden Wood. The golden rod in the cellar hole marks where his dwelling stood. Here by the corner of my field, Zilpha sat to sing, spinning linen for the town. She made the woods to ring. Her house was burned down in the war, and she was left alone. Heard above her gurgling pot to mutter to the bones. Down the road on the right hand stood Brister Freeman's hill. The apple trees he planted are growing wilder still. He tended them for a squire until he grew too old. He's buried with his fender deer, she who fortunes told. Farther in the woods than these, and nearer to the pond, Wyman the potter squatted, turning earth and ware for town. His family lived by clay and wheel, never rich in earthly goods, but I am pleased to know their art had graced my neighborhood. Vivacious lilacs for generations on unfold their flowers every spring when door and sill are gone, smelling just as sweetly and blossoming as fair. I mark their tender, civil, cheerful lilac colors there. Little did the children think, when they stuck it in the ground, that it would root itself so till their house had fallen down, and tell their story faintly to a wanderer besides, after half a century since they had grown and died. Thus I try to conjure up the former occupants, the laughter and the gossip of the old inhabitants. Like many of my townsmen, their memories I keep, and with such reminiscences I lull myself asleep.